Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good evening, everybody. I'm loving the music. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on 720 WGN. And I am here. I am joined by some of the cast and the writer and co-artistic director of The New Colony, which is a theater company. And before the break, Andy was telling us, who is the co-artistic director, about why he and his cohorts started, I like that word, cohort, started this theater company. So we were talking about, mostly you, we're talking about how it's born, how theater audiences were saying that theater is great, it's important, but it's boring to me or not relevant to me. So, and you said, oh, what have I done? I've moved to Chicago. And so then what happened?
Well, so started just sort of talking to the other, you know, theater people that I was working with who whose work I really respected. And we all kind of were having this, I think, like early life career crisis together. And we kind of decided that there just needed to be at least some company that was just producing new works that were actually trying to speak to new audiences, because we figured, you know, if nobody's like actually making a conscious effort to do this, yeah, then it's not going to work. So that was why we decided that we would exclusively produce world premieres. We would always support the development from start to end for every project and do as much as we could to get, you know, new artists in Chicago working.
It's a great company. It's thenewcolony.org. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I don't like a lot of theater. I'm an actor who doesn't like a lot of theater, and I'll tell you why, Craig. I'll tell you why I don't like a lot of theater.
I'm excited to hear this.
Okay. Because it is boring. Because I rarely see... I got to be honest. This is a young town in terms of theater. So I was just talking to Michael, lamenting really about how New Colony is really one of the only companies that I see myself on stage. I see people that aren't 20 years old. I need to see that, or I won't go to theater either. Because what am I going, Craig? What am I going to
theater? I need to relate to the characters. Yes. I need to see myself on the stage. And it sounds like I would do that every time I went to a play here.
You
so
really,
that's amazing.
New Colony is not joking around.
Right.
I like to say it's theater for folks who don't usually like theater.
Oh, yeah. Actually, our motto when we started was theater for people who hate theater.
Well, there you go. And it's not that it's that I got tired of seeing the same stuff over and over. So I am so grateful. And I also, for people that don't know, I took a long break from acting. I worked for Nicolas Cage for 6 years, which is a whole nother Oprah. But as I like to say, but I got back into acting and I was like, there are very few companies I want to work with. I know that I should be grateful that people want to work with me, and I am, but I'm also really aware that I want to do a specific kind of work, and I don't, I'm 41, so I don't have time to mess around, Craig. I don't have time.
No, and I mean, if you're doing work that you don't really love doing, that's right? Gotta be, since you're probably in a much better place doing something that you really believe in. Something,
yes.
Yeah, this makes sense.
I'm 41. I
right.
can do what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
Amen. And so anyway, that's how the New Colony got started. How long ago was this?
Our first show was September of 2008. So this is, we just wrapped up our eighth season.
So, wow. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You've made it. That's the other thing about Chicago theater companies is like, they don't all make it. I mean, people start with good intentions and then life sort of takes over and it gets to be too much or too hard. You're stuck with it. What do you attribute that to? The lasting what? The power?
You know what? I can actually say a lot of it is the ensemble nature of it, you know, getting the kinds of artists that we have working with us. And then also, I mean, our audiences got really into coming to staged readings, and we have people who, they don't have subscriptions to any other theater company, but they have a subscription to our season.
Yeah.
So it also just kind of, you know, it felt like it was totally worth, like, every time Evan Lindermeyer, my co-artistic director, every time we would have just sort of some sort of massive, horrible thing come facing at us. We would just kind of double down on, you know, who can, you know, let's talk to the ensemble. Let's make this work because they're working their butts off.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the thing about the New Colony, too, is that when I started this process, so I'll just say they had general auditions, you know, and usually general auditions are horrifying and horrible and nobody likes them. And you go in and you do monologues, right? You do either classic, contemporary, it sort of doesn't matter. You speak words to people and then they say, thank you very much. And then you leave and you either hear, oh yes, we liked you, come back, or you hear nothing, or, you know. This was a whole different thing. It was a whole extravaganza, a day-long audition, but it wasn't like an audition. We played. And
more like a workshop.
Come closer to the mic, my friend.
Sorry, it was more of like a workshop.
Yeah, this is Aaron talking, one of the actors. It was like we went in and we played and we improvised and it was fun. Don't you guys think it was fun? Did you do this? Michael's looking at me. So Michael, the writer.
I did it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
He's looking at me like, don't look at me. So we've got Daniel and Aaron who did do the general audition. And what were your perceptions of like being there as opposed to being at other places where you go in and you sort of humiliate yourself in some way and then leave the room? How did this feel for you, Daniel?
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah.
But can I just say, I am so excited to be here. And like, I was so nervous. I'm back here. Like, Jen's not even going to, like, ask me to be on, like, talk. But now, look at this.
I'm talking.
I'm actually on air. No, it was really fun. We had to create characters from something called a treatment that New Colony gave us. And this treatment is, like, this little summary kind of thing of a potential play that
right, like an outline.
Like an outline kind of thing, yeah. And I made something up and went in and did it. And then, yeah, I mean, it was really fun in the room. And you go to these auditions and I'm like, oh, I did great. But like, and then I get an email. I'm like, they're like, oh, thank you so much for coming in. And hopefully... we'll see you. Yeah, we'll consider you. And then when they actually did, that was, I was like, oh my gosh, like
New Colony.
Yeah. That was
wasn't it cool?
Yeah.
I thought it was so much fun. And I thought that,
No, it sounds like it kind of relaxes you too, right?
It was, yeah. You would have loved it, Craig, because it was like improv and it was like funny and it was also really sort of deep work. It's hard to explain, but it is theater for people who don't like theater. TheNewColony.org. We're not finished talking, but we're going to take a break. I can't wait to talk more with Michael and Daniel and I was going to call you Evan and Andy and Aaron. All these names. I'm doing it. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on WGN. 7:20 a.m. It's still evening. Good evening. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on WGN 7:20 a.m. I am talking with people from the New Colony, which sounds like it could be a science fiction movie, The New Colony, but it's not.
Or a cult.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. or a cult. We've started a cult. And I like cults. That's a whole nother Oprah as well. We could talk about cults for days. There's a lot of people in cults. I am not.
I don't know how many cult listeners we have, though. So.
Oh, we might want to be. Yeah. You never know.
You never know.
We don't want to alienate the cults.
You're right. We could target that audience, though. There's a lot of ideas going around here. This is good.
This is good.
Creative people in
Creative
studio.
People
I like this.
Creative people in studio. And yes. So we're talking about theater. And we're talking about, I think when people hear the word theater, some people immediately fall asleep. And I want to say that I, Jen B, would not be in a play that wasn't going to make you stay awake. And this play is one of those plays. But first, I want to talk. Aaron, what was your experience like at the audition?
Mine was very much the same as yours. I think with everyone, it's across the board. I was very, like, I got the email saying, this is going to be about 3 hours. So I was like, oh, great. Like, I better bring some water.
some snacks.
And I got there and it was very relaxing and it wasn't one of those things where like you have to do this right. It was very much like make mistakes, do your thing and just have fun with it. And we're just we're just going to play.
Yeah, you know how there's people that always say there are no wrong answers, and you're like, yeah, right. And there are wrong answers for those people. New Colony was, you know, where they're like, you know, you can't make a mistake, but you just made a mistake. New Colony was like, the first people that I actually believed when they were telling me you can't make a mistake, I guess I trusted them. And I don't trust a lot of people. This is becoming like a Gen B session here. But I don't. And I definitely was like, okay, I'm willing to be myself. Here we go. It's 3 hours. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It went by really fast.
Well, it was really cool by the end of it. Everyone that I auditioned with was super cool. Even after it was like, wow, that felt really good. Like, I'm really excited to and we all got together and we're like, well, hope something works out for you. I didn't know, oh, you got cast in this show. I didn't know how it worked.
Yeah,
you
me neither. How did you pick us?
I can tell you. So, you know, everybody had to fill out that application form, which we purposefully created the world's longest application form because we figured the amount of time you're going to have to work on one of our shows, if you can't sit for like half an hour and fill out a form, you shouldn't work with us.
Look at that. He's spilling the New Colony secrets.
So it was a filter process. And then the question that got you an audition was your answer to how are you a unique artist in the Chicago theater scene?
So, yeah, I remember that question. And I remember thinking, wow, these people are really, this is not just send your headshot and resume kind of a situation.
What did you say, Jen?
Verbatim, Daniel. I said, no, what I think I said was, I'm 41. I'm a Latina. I don't have time to mess around. I want to make good art with good people. I want to do good work with good people. Something along those lines, Daniel. Does that satisfy
you?
Your question?
A radio show?
No, I did not say that. But I did say, you know, I did say that, like, I want to work with good. That is my mantra for 2017. Good work with good people. Good work with
good
people.
That's great.
Which is why I'm glad I have Craig over here. Because seriously, I like Craig and I feel safe with Craig.
I like where this topic is going now. We can just
and I like working with good people, so I'm happy to be here. All right. So let's talk about a little bit about punk. Punk is a play that we all created. However, so it's a co-creation of sorts, the New Colony. Well, first, how would you explain it, how we work with these playwrights?
So a playwright brings in a story treatment and a list of characters, and then we assign the actors to those characters. And then over a couple weeks, the playwright and the director kind of get to interview and talk with the actors in character and throw them into different scenarios. And the thing that we tell the playwrights is to imagine themselves as getting to be fictional documentarians, where they get to meet all of the people that they think are in their story and see all of the events and go to all the places.
So cool.
And it's just totally, and we tell the playwrights, like, you can get as much out of it as you want.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's a process unlike any other. And also, back to the question, how did you know we were all right for this? This is like a behind the scenes of the New Colony. I'm basically saying, how did we get the parts?
Yeah, this is all news to me.
Yeah, we're all getting.
I just realized that.
We have no idea. You're spilling
this
secrets.
This is why I was invited to the So all of you demonstrated so you got your audition because of your answer to being a unique artist, because we sort of figured if you can't actually verbalize in some
you're
way.
You're in the wrong
field. Yeah, because a lot of people answer by saying what they like. And everybody here was able to say like what they wanted to do and what they wanted in their careers. And so in the audition room, what we were looking for was people who had had an understanding of how to be funny and bring humor into things and have a levity, but also know when to turn it on and be really like dramatic and serious.
Yeah,
because that's the thing with New Colony shows is we don't like to do comedies or dramas. Like, I would say everything is a dramatic comedy.
Yes, agreed.
And so everybody here demonstrated that. And then just kind of looking at subject matter and looking at like the kinds of things you guys brought into the room, and also looking for actors that we felt would work really well with Michael. Everybody kind of like had a personality or like worked in the room where we were like, yeah, that's totally an actor for him.
I felt really special. I mean, here's the thing. When you're an actor, there's a tendency, or a performer of any kind, to feel like a number. And it's like, yeah. Oh, she's, you know, and they just sort of check you off. You're on this big list. But this felt like, when I was approached to do it, I was like, this is special. This is some special. Michael, I promise we're going to get to you, playwright. we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm having fun talking with the new colony, and we're going to continue doing that. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on WGN 720 AM. Good morning, everybody. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on WGN 720 AM. I am happy to be here. I'm digging the music. I'm digging my guests. I have guests from a theater company called The New Colony, thenewcolony.org. Check it out. And I'm in a play with these lovely people in this room. And we were talking about a lot of things, but we were talking a lot about what makes The New Colony different from, say, another, I will not name other companies because that would be terrible, but other theater companies. And then we were talking about Punk. Punk is the name of the play, and it's happening. It's a workshop production. So the deal is, we've done this show twice. We're going to do it this weekend, Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th. It's free. It's at the Den Theater, which is 1333 North Milwaukee. Tickets are free. Did I mention they're free? So I don't want to hear about it, how theater's expensive. Good theater doesn't have to be expensive. That's my soapbox. And you can get you can reserve seats so that you have a seat. It's a small theater that we're doing the workshop in, and that's newcolony.org. And you can just, it'll say reserve a seat, and you come see us. I have to say, I'm pretty good in the play. I like myself in the play.
I like you in the play, Jen.
Thank you. I'm the oldest person in the play by many, many years. But that's fine. That is just fine. I like millennials to a point. But anyway, so we're talking theater. Now, I want to talk about Punk. Punk, to my right, which you can see because, oh, are we, do we not live stream after midnight? Or do
no, we
see?
Do. It should still be up there.
Hello, everybody. So well, to my right.
It.
Okay. Thanks, Craig. Keeping me on track. So it's good. To my right is playwright Michael Allen Harris, who wrote the treatment, and then we improvised, and he went back and wrote, and then we improvised some more, and then he wrote. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So why don't you tell me what your experience has been like working with The New Colony?
It's been a eye-opening experience. It's been very wonderful. It's been different because typically my experience as a playwright has been, I have this idea, I'm inspired by something, and then I'm in my apartment alone with my cats and conjuring ideas and these scenarios and just writing them down. But with The New Colony, their approach, they brought the actors first. And there was the improvisation, and that's where, you know, all the material started. And so that was really different for me, because I felt like I was introduced to these characters. These characters didn't come from my own head. So, yeah, that was very different for me.
So that was different from you. And you are, do you still consider yourself an actor as well?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an actor. And then how did you move from the process of being an actor to becoming a playwright? Like, how did that evolve?
Well, I wrote my first play the summer of 2009.
Oh.
And I presented my play to my mentor and professor, Tom Eula, and he was like, you're a writer. And I was like, well. And I just kept writing ever since. But I didn't start, taking it seriously as a profession till, you know, right around the time I graduated. And I spent a lot of time after graduation kind of like, you know, what do I do with these two swords that I'm wielding? Which one am I right now? Which one will I ever, you know, go forth in the future with? And in the past year, I've decided to just go ahead and, you know, stick to writing. And that's been how it's been ever since.
Wow. And you write a lot. I mean, you're pretty prolific when it comes to, I mean, there was just an announcement made that you are the resident, right? The playwright at Broken Nose.
Yes.
So check that out. If you go, I mean, you can go to I'm going to post everything on my Facebook page, Jen Bosworth. There's one. And there is a Jennifer Bosworth, by the way, that works for Fox Television in some small market. Very, very attractive
Jennifer?
Woman.
Oh, okay.
What? Well. The point is,
right.
I'm the only Jen Bosworth and like that. So anyway, the point that you have done a lot of writing and now you are the resident playwright. And do you want to tell people about your school? You're applying to schools.
Yes, I'm in the process of applying to MFA programs throughout the country to get my MFA in dramatic writing.
It's amazing. I mean, here's the thing. When you get to that level, it's like you are on par with you're applying to these schools where legends come out of them. You know, your USC's, your Yale's, and you're going to go to one of those schools. I feel it in my heart. I have good feelings about that. So so here's a question behind the scenes of punk. Mm-hmm. Did you like us right away or were you like, oh my, you can be honest, sort of.
Well, I didn't know really what to... Punk started as a 10-minute play, actually. So the only characters that existed from the beginning was Sonya Travis and Olivia. And so...
I play Olivia.
Yes.
Dan...
I play Travis. Daniel plays Travis.
And Aaron is Georgia, who is not in the original.
Yes.
Right.
So I was open from the very beginning. I had the idea for who the added characters were. I had absolutely no idea where to go with them or what their purpose in the play was. And it wasn't until we got in the room and started rehearsing and improvising that's when they came to life for me.
Right. I definitely feel like it was very interesting. It reminded me actually of the little bit I've done of television where on television I was on a show when I was 24. I was on ER and then I was on Early Edition for a while and then took a break and just filmed an episode of Empire, which was very, very weird. Craig, did you know that I just filmed Empire?
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear about that. I hope there's a segment where we're going to talk about
there
it.
There is.
Okay, good.
We're going to talk.
Awesome.
We'll talk about Empire. But the thing that really strikes me, that you get new pages for this process. So Michael would go home after a rehearsal and write, and then you'd get new pages and then write. And in television, that happens all the time. So they're like, actually, no. Here's a yellow copy. Yellow copy is the newest draft. Oh, actually, no. Here's a pink copy. And your lines may or may not change. But that's how the new colony was for us. And it was great. And it was also terrifying because it's sort of like in radio when you get handed a live read. You know, and they're like, actually, no, you have this live read. No. So it's terrifying. And
we still don't know our lines.
No. Well, speak for yourself.
Sorry,
anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, the what I'm saying is that this process has been very interesting. And the play is set in a maximum security prison somewhere in the Midwest. And it is within that prison. There is a unit for GBT inmates that is sort of a safe haven that my character has created for these at-risk inmates, and it is the story of how an outsider gets in to that unit and the havoc that is
that he wreaks upon the unit.
Yeah.
I believe that's
I
writer Michael.
I don't know. Anyway,
maybe
it's a story for me. It's a story of how there are no good guys and there are no bad guys. There are just guys or gals. I don't like the word gal, but there you go. So there are no good guys. There are no, And so anyway, that's what punk is about. Now, punk, the name, we sort of can't go into on the radio too much of what that means. I think we can all assume that it is someone who is taken advantage of mm-hmm. in the prison system. So it is all about, for me, this play is about predator, prey, outsiders, insiders, good and bad and what that means. And so this play is, so we started it as a workshop, and then New Colony said, we want to do it for real. Not that this isn't real, but we want to have it as part of our season. So you can see it. You'll see it. When will we go?
It's in October. And if my phone pulls up.
No, that's okay. But October of 2017.
Yeah.
That's when you'll get many a chance to see punk. But I want you guys to come. Whoever's listening.
You'll have to pay for it, though.
You have to pay for it in 2017. You don't have to pay for it this weekend if mm-hmm. you come. That's a good thing.
It sounds like the shows might be different by then too. If you're getting all these new pages, you're going to go to one show coming up soon, and then a year from now, it's not even going to be the same thing at all.
You're getting what we're putting down here.
I'm picking it all up.
We're on punk version 4.0?
4.7.
So we have four. We've gone through four versions.
I've noticed that he keeps leaving the room to write pages during the interview,
actually,
too.
Actually, writing pages now for what we're going to talk about in 1 minute. So I'm about to get
my script.
And you're going to get yours, Craig. So
okay.
Just,
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's a musical number now.
There's a musical number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Finally.
I don't sing. I just want to make sure.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Not well.
Karaoke?
Yeah. I do that. I go there. We don't have any alcohol. I've noticed no alcohol in studio.
No alcohol.
So yeah.
It's not just good. Perrier. that won't do it.
All right, and the musical number's back out. Wonderful.
More musical number.
Thank you.
No more musical number. So I guess I want to ask, go around and ask, why is it you became an artist? That's my favorite question to ask people, put on the spot. Like, what does that mean to you, and why did you do it? Michael Allen Harris.
I don't know why I always like freeze up on this question. It's something I've always done. I've always have been a storyteller, be it an actor or a writer. It's something I just naturally did, and I was lucky enough to be in a family that wanted to support that. Mm-hmm. And so they supported. They put me in programs, schools that allowed me to continue to grow, and I've just been doing it ever since. Not to get too, out there with it, but I feel like, being a storyteller is my calling.
Yeah, so that's not out there. That's really understandable, and I would agree with that statement about you. So you tell great stories.
Oh, thank
you. What about you, Daniel? Why and when and how did you know?
Originally, I was going to take, I do it because it's just fun. I there's nothing that brings me so much pleasure. But as a senior in high school, I was going to take AP art history. This is like real deal. And there weren't enough people that signed up for that class. And I was like, I want to apply to University of California that needs an art credit. So I was like, what do I really kind of still want to do? And in sixth grade, also real deal, I would sing and dance to Wicked, because it was a big thing when I was in sixth grade, and I was like, I think maybe acting I would really enjoy it. So I took an acting class, and I've been stuck ever since. So
okay, we're gonna take a little break. When we come back, we'll finish that, and we'll talk a little bit more about punk, and then I'll send you out into the -70 degree weather. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on WGN 720 AM. I love it.
I see him wanting to sing.
Okay.
Gravity. You got me going, Craig. Thank you.
Thank you. So that was perfect timing. Totally perfect. So we're talking artists. So what about you, Aaron? How did you know? This is Jen. By the way, this is Jen B filling in for Patty Vasquez. I should probably say that. The gorgeous and talented Patty Vasquez is off, and Jen B is here. And I'm with folks from the New Colony Theater Company, newcolony.org. And we're talking, we talked about the show that I'm in, as well as these other beautiful people and the company itself. And I just asked people, and I'll ask Aaron, how did you know you wanted to be an artist, a performer? How did that happen?
The first show I ever did was in high school, as a lot of people do. And the teacher had like really kind of pushed me to my limits. I was like, oh, I'm not very good at this. She's like, just do it. Just don't.
Right.
I was like, fine. So I was like, I guess I'll act or something, you know. And it was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. So I stuck with that through community college too. And while I was at community college, I really didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I was like, I really liked biology a lot, and now I'm like, I'll do theater instead. So I stuck with that. But something that stuck out to me was I also liked the idea of like entertaining people for one reason or the other. I really like making people laugh or feel something or be able to maybe escape a little bit to go to the theater, and that's kind of like for their escape. And I wanted to help support that and be there for those people.
So basically, we like ourselves.
Yeah, I like myself, and I think everyone likes me so much that they want to come see
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
I feel like I like you guys, and that's good enough. That's good enough. Yeah. And we'll finish with you, Andy. How did you know, like, okay, I'm an artist. I want to make art.
Mine was actually, I kind of realized, like, I grew up in a small town, so I was like a super alien amongst like really normal kids.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like, I just didn't fit in. And I figured out that like, it was actually like something about like, I saw like Andy Warhol stuff and I saw Andy Kaufman stuff. And in my head, I was like, Andy's can be that.
Ah.
And so for some reason, I became like obsessed with them. And then I just kind of like, as I got through like high school and college, I just kind of got really interested in telling stories about other alien weirdo people here on
Earth.
And so, yeah, pretty much everything I write or do, it's about people that nobody really knows anything about.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Because now we do. We're letting people know that other types of weirdos exist, and we're all right. It's all right to be a weirdo.
Punk's a great example of that. I mean, that's where it's like, it's a story about, I mean, I've not seen anything on stage about the people
in
Punk.
You really should check out Punk for many reasons, but also just to see people on stage and characters on stage that nobody ever writes about. These are people in prison. These are outsiders. These are people who have been hurt and have hurt other people. And like I said, there are no supermen in this play. Everyone is a human, and everyone is doing the best they can with what they've got, as your character says, Daniel. And
that's right.
That's right.
I'm forgetting my line as we.
That's okay. Just don't do it on
but
stage on
I won't,
Friday.
I won't.
Great.
I won't. How did you? I'm curious to hear. How did you get into theater?
The story is that I went to high school, and there was this beautiful, beautiful woman, and she was a friend of mine, and she was like, "I'm going to be an actor," and I was like, "Well, maybe if I'm an actor, then I'll transform into you." And then I got into the theater school at DePaul, and there you go. But that's really the story. I like just
you started that,
yeah. And I just in high school, I was like, I guess I'll audition like she is for acting conservatories, and I got in, which
I guess
is shocking.
I'm pretty good, I guess.
But there you go. Okay. We are going to take a break. Thank you guys for coming by. You can come see Punk. The New Colony has, if you go to New Colony, it's not the, it's just New Colony.
Yeah, it's the New Colony.
Oh, it is. TheNewColony.org. They've got shows about, when does the play open? The
Psychonaut Librarians.
Yeah, I can't get it.
The first performance of that is January 8th.
All right. So there's stuff happening. There's stuff coming up. Check them out. These are, I'm in Punk. Check us out this weekend. It's free. It's free. It's free. Did I mention it's free? Hey, Craig, are we going to news or just a break? Okay. He keeps me in track. I just second guess him. we're taking a break. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM.